Welcome back. Here we are in the midst of our week, midday, midweek, an opportunity to pause, to connect, to cultivate quality of presence, of heart and mind, to continue to navigate the chaos, the internal and external chaos. And to find moments of peace right here, you know, not having to wait for something better, something different. Which is so so helpful, and in many ways such a relief, right? Because we're going to be waiting a long time for the external conditions to settle, to align, to perfect themselves. And yeah, we've been in the midst of a series on the hindrances, the habits of mind and heart that obscure clarity and compassion from arising, a skillful response to the chaos. And we completed the series, you know, last week with that fifth hindrance of doubt. And I thought this week we would do a little work with all of them, you know, or hold space for whichever ones might be present, and to have an opportunity for working with knowing the hindrances more fully, and to bring one of our familiar practices together with the hindrances. And then I'll talk about this afterwards. But bringing rain, the practice of rain, to the hindrances. It's actually a really helpful structure to deepen into relationship with the hindrances. So that's what we're going to play with in our practice. And then we'll unpack it a little bit. So I invite you to find a way of positioning the body that offers a measure of support. Sometimes that involves comfort, but many of us live in a body where comfort is not consistently available, but support is often accessible. A sense of stability that might be offered by the ground beneath our feet, or the surfaces beneath our body, the sense of stability that's offered by gravity, and the tangible solidity of a chair or a cushion. So letting yourself begin to notice these points of contact as a way of orienting yourself, your awareness, your body to being here. You might allow yourself a few slightly deeper breaths. And with the exhalation, inviting the body to release and relax to whatever degree might be possible. Inviting a letting go of tension. Inviting a letting go into the support that's offered here. The support of these surfaces and also the support of Sangha, of sitting in community. Our practice offers us an opportunity to be held, to be held by the moment, to be held by a circle of like-minded, like-hearted friends. And as you begin to arrive, as your awareness begins to gather into present moment experience, you might let your awareness come to rest on an anchor, a home base, perhaps the sensation of the breath, wherever it's most alive for you. Perhaps one of the touch points in the body, the soles of the feet, your butt on the cushion or surface, maybe your hands. Finding some place for your attention to rest again and again. And when we attempt to place our awareness somewhere steady, somewhere simple, like the breath or a touch point, what often becomes readily apparent are the habits of mind that pull us away from this point of focus. So if you find that you've wandered from the breath, you might take a few moments to see if you can recognize what's pulled you away from the breath, away from your anchor. Perhaps desire, the chasing of a pleasant thought or imagining. Maybe it's aversion. Trying to get away from a worry or an uncomfortable sensation in the body. Or perhaps the dullness, the sluggishness of mind and body that comes with boredom, with sloth and torpor. The agitation of restlessness. The thoughts that express a lack of confidence in yourself or the practice. Like, ugh, my mind's too scattered today. I can't do this. That specter of doubt. Like an overshadow our meditation. So if you recognize the habit of mind or heart, silently naming it to yourself. Doubt. Or a This is restlessness. And if somehow you're really steady with your anchor, you might recognize that as well. Naming a steadiness, an absence of the hindrances. And allowing space for whatever's here. The presence or the absence of these habits of mind. Letting yourself become interested in the hindrance that's here if one's present. Or becoming intimate with what the absence of hindrances feels like. Either way, noticing the experience in the body. Noticing if there's a storyline or a belief that's present. A sense of, oh, it shouldn't be this way, that might point to aversion or this is too much, pointing to the overwhelm of restlessness. Noticing if the experience stays steady in the body or if there's fluctuations or change. often we try to exile, exclude our hindrances from our experience, from the circle of our acceptance. And rain counters this by offering an opportunity, an invitation to lean in, to become intimate with, the experience of a hindrance. Consider what vulnerability might lie beneath or behind the hindrance. Is there a tenderness in there that might be asking for our care? Is there an opportunity to nurture ourselves in the midst of this hindrance? Maybe with a gesture of care, hand on the heart or the belly, or a few words of encouragement, I see that you're afraid. See how you wish things were different. And it's like this right now. Maybe it's the simple care of accompaniment, a slow, silent breathing with whatever's present, the nurturing of allowing. Having paused to turn toward, to recognize, to allow, to be interested in, to nurture. Any of these habits of mind that might be visiting. There might be some wisdom that arises . Maybe a growing understanding that these habits of mind are not so permanent, not so personal. This is simply the nature of restlessness or desire. There might even be a softening or a dissolving of the hindrance, and a chance to once again notice the absence of, the diminishment. And the emerging clarity and freedom that come when the hindrance fades. As we come to the final minutes of our practice today, just resting back into a felt sense of body and breath, perhaps pausing to recognize how this courage to lean in and look, to become intimate with these habits of mind, allows your own heart to see more clearly, to connect more fully with the world. To offer the gifts of presence, respect, care and safety to all beings. basic human needs that all living beings have. The gifts that we can give to create a world where all beings might flourish in freedom. May it be so. So, this is not necessarily new territory. And as you probably have discovered over the years, there's a lot of repetition in these teachings, isn't there? And there's a lot of richness in repetition. Each time we bring a familiar practice, perhaps to new territory, we learn something new, or each time we weave two threads of teachings together, there's a strengthening in the fabric of our practice. So it felt like it could be supportive to bring this practice of rain together with the hindrances. And in part because there's a lot to explore in the experience of the hindrances themselves, you know, and because they are often parts of our experience that we wish to disown, to push away. And rain is this radical practice of turning toward, of welcoming in, of building relationship. And when we befriend the hindrances, when we become curious about them, as we've been exploring these last weeks, they lose their hindering quality. They're just the next thing in the stream of our awareness. And there's freedom in that. So rain is a gateway into that freedom. And then the other reason that I find rain particularly helpful is that hindrances, as we've been exploring, are these habits of mind that often arise as a way of coping with the world. You know, when the world sends us something that feels like too much, you know, too fast, too long, our minds and hearts try to meet that, and often there is an exceeding of our capacity, and we fall back into these very well-trained grooves of mind, which might be, I'm going to reach for something to make me feel better. A bowl of ice cream, a favorite book. I'm going to pick up the phone and talk to someone and find pleasant distraction. I am going to, you know, push this away and get really busy with work. I am going to just kind of, you know, curl up and take a nap. I'm going to just, you know, get so agitated that my whole nervous system's vibrating. Or, you know, we land in a sense of discouragement or doubt. I don't know if I can cope. And it's not that some of those things I've named are not skillful ways of coping, but often what's unskillful about them is they're unconscious. We're not looking at our experience and saying, oh, I see that I'm in overwhelm. I feel the discomfort of this. And I see that my system needs some nurturing and some care. And I think actually reaching out to a friend and cultivating connection would be helpful. Instead, we're just reaching blindly for something. And so RAIN opens up the door, actually, of maybe ending up in the exact same place of what I need is a walk, what I need is a nap, but we know that we need it. And it actually can get in there more fully as the nurturing that our system is longing for, and we can feel and reap the benefits of that more fully. So, you know, RAIN is this gateway into awareness and relationship with the hindrances and ultimately with ourself. And then in turn, it keeps us in relationship with life and with the world, even in the face of tremendous chaos and loss and grief and confusion. And the hindrances, as I've pointed to, I think, at moments in the last few weeks, are often fueled by thoughts or beliefs or emotions that are underlying them. There's often a vulnerability that's beneath or below the hindrances. And RAIN is one of the best access points for working with the tender places. So if restlessness comes out of fear, which is a form of aversion, and these hindrances often travel in pairs or packs, right? They often don't travel alone. So restlessness can be this jitteriness in the body and a really busy, agitated quality of mind. Often that's fueled by fear or worry. We're trying to get away from something, and we're trying to do it through, you know, movement. You know, there's this illusion of doing something and being restless. Our system tracks into that. And if we can recognize that, oh, restlessness, what's it like in the body? Oh, you know, I want to crawl out of my skin. I can't sit still. My mind is jumping from one thought to another. And what, you know, a question that can often really drop us into this territory in RAIN, and I realize I didn't include it in the practice today, is what would I be feeling right now if I was not so restless? It's like, oh, I would be scared out of my mind right now because I would be feeling, you know, the helplessness about, you know, climate inaction, or I would be, and it's like, oh, fear. Okay, fear. Where is the fear in the body? Wow, it's just this like dark knot in my stomach, or it's this heaviness in my heart. There's some grief in there with the fear. And then we can see what's here, and that is often an access point to nurturing. Oh, like, okay, so what does the fear and grief need? Well, first off, it needs to just be noticed. So breathing and naming it and allowing it. Okay, and maybe what it needs is actually a hand on the heart and just a little space. Oh, and maybe it just needs to be acknowledged that it's really scary to be a human right now. Life feels really vulnerable. And maybe what it needs is that human connection. Oh, I need to reach out. Or maybe what I need is I need to acknowledge I can't read the news today. I'm still digesting what I read yesterday. Or maybe I actually need to seek out and see the good in the world. Maybe I actually need to pick up my gratitude journal today. Or I need to go outside and drink in 5 minutes of beauty, you know, to see that there's life even as there's a lot of death in the world. So can you see how rain actually takes us into the territory in a way that helps us attend and respond rather than just run away from or spin in these habits that the hindrances are often perpetuating, you know, this energy that is not onward leading into freedom, whereas rain can help us back away and widen the view and really touch into and open to possible responsiveness. I might pause there. I'll just see if there's any. Maybe the last thing that I'll name is where this can land us is that step in rain, you know, after we recognize and allow and we investigate or become intimate with, which might lead us into nurturing. You know, moments of encouragement or concrete care or a hand on the heart. There's the step of after the rain, which is a moment of really reflecting on what did we learn? What was revealed? What have we discovered in this practice? And it's not an intellectual exercise. It often bubbles forward in a way that's more visceral or organic. There might be a softening in the habit. The aversion might not be so strong. You know, there might be sort of this open hand feeling of welcome, or there might be a sense of, this is not me. I am not my aversion. You know, this is the habit. This is the hindrance of aversion. And this is what it's like. This is the human experience of aversion. It's not so much like me and mine. So there can be this wisdom that arises, and there's freedom in that too. And in that softening of the hindrance, there's that opportunity, that invitation to notice what freedom from the hindrance feels like. Don't miss that, you know, that sense of space or exhale or expansiveness, because we often forget that step. And that's actually one of the most nourishing parts of the practice. So I'll pause there and offer you the gift of a few minutes together in breakout rooms, if you wish, to share about your experience with rain, with the hindrances, if this resonates or doesn't, and I will, yeah, you'll have about 6 minutes. Enjoy each other, and then we'll come back for a final couple minutes. Welcome back, friends. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be spoken before we close with a short poem. Not perfect. So, dukkha is not perfect, not permanent. Yeah, not perfect, not permanent, not personal. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Julie, I think you were trying to. Yeah, beautiful. I love how what I'm hearing and what you're sharing, there's a, you know, it's guiding you to ways that you can apply this that are useful for you and where your growth edges are in practice, like right now. Just that immediacy. Really lovely. So really this practice of rain with the hindrances takes us into healing territory. And so I thought I'd close with a poem by Pesha Gertler entitled The Healing Time. Finally, on my way to yes, I bump into all the places where I said no to my life. All the untended wounds, the red and purple scars, those hieroglyphs of pain carved into my skin and bones, those coded messages that send me down the wrong street again and again, where I find them. The old wounds, the old misdirections, and I lift them one by one close to my heart, and I say, holy, holy. So, you know, I hope you continue to hold these hindrances, and all the untended places that they reveal close to your heart as truly sacred, and to see how they can become access points to more freedom. So I don't know if we'll play with the hindrances one more week or not. I am here next week, and then I will be on retreat for 2 weeks in May. So, and then I'll be back the 25th. So we'll see what we do next time. And then my guess is coming out of retreat, we'll have a whole new series that will blossom out of retreat in some way, as it typically does. But we'll see where we go next week. take really good care. Lovely to share this time together. Bye.